Hello, here we are with another podcast from RRC Training. In the studio is Dr. David Talson, as usual. He's the training director at RRC. And, David, why are you wearing that hideous, artificial, yellow, curly wig? I mean, I have to tell you, it does nothing for you. I think I've wandered into a casting session for some suburban panto production. Is there a modicum of sense in your madness that has some relation to the seriousness of our subject? I mean, I am a professional, after all.
Well, I would have thought it was obvious. I'm Goldilocks.
You certainly are in this light.
Come on, you know the story of Goldilocks.
Wasn't she the one who was eaten by a wolf?
No, that was Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, is she joining us?
Well, she might.
Yeah, OK, then, Dr. Talson. Tell me, what are we talking about today? I mean, fascinating though childhood fairy tales are, I mean, I expect there is a glimmer of relevance to us for your Goldilocks turn?
Well, there certainly is, yeah.
Well, tell all, but please, please, take that ridiculous wig off.
Well, OK, then. It's all about levels of complexity in the cognitive learning domain.
All right, here we go. Goldilocks and gobbledygook.
Well, Goldilocks plays an important role in education and training, and so I'm in costume.
This is madness, even for this podcast.
No, don't be a stick in the mud. Bear with me.
Bear with me. Very good. Very funny.
Sorry, slip of the pun.
I really shouldn't be here. I'm due at Capital Radio at 3.
Well, let me go on. Cognitive learning is all about knowledge and mental skills.
Oh, we're stymied from the beginning, then.
Something that you will know very little about, Toby. A team led by a chap called Ben Bloom devised a taxonomy, that's a hierarchical categorisation, for this type of learning.
Right.
He divided it up into 6 levels, not 5 or 3, but 6 levels, going from the simple to the complex. OK, you've got that? In terms of mental development, the idea is that you need to get the simple sorted before you progress to the more complex skills.
OK, fair enough. Yeah,
OK, obvious, good.
Yeah.
Bloom's taxonomy was revised in the 1990s by a student of his called Lauren Anderson. Mm. The revised Bloom's taxonomy levels are remembering, understanding, applying, analysing, evaluating, and last, creating. The emphasis has been changed with the intention of providing a more authentic tool for instructional delivery and assessment.
Which is where you guys go.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Yeah. It's a helpful model for the ways that exam questions are set to try and test students. In the health and safety world, NEBOSH uses this revised taxonomy in their guidance and help for students. It's generally referred to as the RBT.
Right, well, give us the levels then, Goldie.
OK, at the bottom, the lowest level is remembering. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
That's basic knowledge, information recall. Many people call that learn and churn.
Right, right.
Then we've got understanding. OK, with me? You need to demonstrate your comprehension, perhaps by interpreting instructions or recasting a sentence in your own words.
Yeah.
Third, applying, using the new knowledge or concept to solve problems or in new situations. Fourth, analysing. This is where you break things down into their constituent parts, looking at the detail to understand relationships between them. Fifth, evaluating, making judgments about the significance or value of ideas or information, which naturally leads on to the sixth and last, which is creating. This is really putting bits together in a different way to form a new meaning. For example, to tackle a new specific problem, you could be drawing on bits of training or information from a variety of disparate sources.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, it actually all makes sense. I mean, I can see how exam questions take these levels into account, and the higher you go, the harder they are to handle.
Mm.
The levels clearly get progressively more difficult. As you go through the categories, just regurgitating facts and figures isn't enough to answer questions set at an advanced level.
Exactly. Memorising data and just absorbing facts won't really be enough for many types of exam questions.
You've got to interpret and not be
right.
A parrot.
Well, yeah. Hopefully not. Careful thought is required to formulate a really good response. After all, it's not just knowledge for knowledge's sake. The purpose of exam questions is really to prepare people for real workplace activities.
So cramming won't work?
No, not by itself. Of course, you need some knowledge in there. But there'll be many questions that require the higher mental skills of applying, analysing, evaluating and creating.
OK, got that. Can I ask, where does Goldilocks come in then?
Well, a fair question. Remember in the tale when Goldilocks tries out daddy bears, mummy bears and then baby bears' porridge, chair and bed?
Oh, here we go, children. The doctor will now tell us the tale of Goldilocks and the three bears. Bring up the bouncy tune and then we'll begin. The short version, please, David. It's Listen with Doctor.
Is there a long version? I'll summarise, OK. Assume you're being tested over the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. As you recall, the storyline has Goldilocks visiting the bear's home, eating Baby Bear's porridge and breaking Baby Bear's chair and sleeping in Baby Bear's bed.
Wasn't there a bit more to it than that?
Well, of course, she had to do quite a bit of analysing and evaluating too. The first porridge she tried was too hot, the chair was too big and the bed too hard. The second ones she had a go at were food too cold, chair too big and bed too soft.
That was Mummy Bear's.
Baby Bear's things were all just right. Uh-huh. The bears came back from whatever bears do and found her in bed.
And ate her up.
Well, no. I think she woke up and shot out of the window and never went back.
Oh, disappointing end. But how does the story fit in with help to answer examination questions?
Well, using the story as an example, some questions might be as follows. So here we go. Remembering. What are some of the things Goldilocks did in the bear's house? Okay. Understanding. Why did Goldilocks like the baby bear's chair the best? Okay. So now we go for applying. If Goldilocks had come to your house, what are some of the things she might have eaten or used?
Well, I hope our security system would keep people like her out, but she wouldn't have found any porridge. I hate it.
Well, not everyone does. But analysing. Here you need to break the story down to categorise and determine, for instance, what parts of the story could not have happened.
What, you mean apart from the fact that bears don't live in houses and have never been known to talk?
Well, that's a good start. I'm not sure you get many marks, though. Evaluating. Do you think Goldilocks was good or bad? And why do you think so?
Oh, bad. Trespass, breaking and entering, theft, petty vandalism, a total rejection of accepted social norms. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't breaking some ASBO conditions. I mean, more to the point, the whole story suggests extreme social deprivation. They all sleep crowded into one room. This is the bears. And the daddy bear and mummy bear have separate beds. You know, I'm not sure that sets a good familial example.
Well, I think you might actually be taking evaluation a bit far, but you've got the general idea. Lastly, let's look at creating. How about telling the Goldilocks story in rap?
Oh, OK. Goldie was a chick who ate the bear's porridge. She took no bull from people from Norwich. She show her a bear and she would...
Well, thanks. Maybe later.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was too bad. But how does all this fit in with the answering exam questions?
A good question, but I'm not going to answer it.
Come on, you do get paid.
Well, I have DR from Nebosh on the phone. She'll answer. D.
Hi, David. Hi, Toby.
Hello.
Hi, Dee. Hi.
Hi. Yes, case studies like Goldilocks do help you get a better handle on what sort of skills you were being asked to demonstrate in exam questions.
We talked about guide words used by Nebosh and other exam boards in an earlier podcast.
You mean things like, it's coming back, state, identify, define, describe, explain and so on?
Yes, good recall, Toby. State, identify, define are essentially knowledge recall or remembering.
Describe and explain are understanding.
Exactly. But you do need to put things in your own words, but in different levels of detail as directed by the command words. Applying, analysing, evaluating can be assessed by creating questions in the form of some kind of scenario or case study in which you are given some basic information. You then have to tease out the key important facts and judge their significance. You have to see then how they fit together to work out what is really going on and draw on bits of understanding from various parts of the syllabus and from your own experience to solve the problem. So you're assessed on all the elements of the RBT.
So you have to be a bit of an egghead then?
Not really, but why not ask one?
David?
Very funny. No, you don't have to be an egghead. Most adults perform these skills all the time, to varying extents. Though the mental skills can be logically separated into six levels, we do bits of each at the same time, not just in exams, but in everyday things like shopping. We're constantly drawing on existing knowledge and experiences from our memory to help us draw conclusions and make judgments about new information.
Well, I'm impressed. Well, thanks, Dee. See you soon, I hope.
Bye, Toby.
Right, come on then, David. Put your wig back on and let's see if we can find those three bears. I'll buy you a pint of porridge, Goldilocks.
Well, maybe a Stella or a gin and tonic.
And not too hot and not too cold.
Just right.
Call Free Phone on 0800 756 9410 for more information on the whole range of RRC's fully accredited courses: health, safety, quality, acoustics and environmental, or to discuss a personal training plan with an RRC advisor. Alternatively, email info at rrc.co.uk or visit www.rrc.co.uk.